Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. And I'm kind of shifting gears because I had another program in mind. But when Bolton, who I have covered before, and those of you that have been loyal to the podcast, to the show, to the program, know how I feel about Bolton over the years. And I've not wavered one iota. And so Bolton the Betrayer, I'm looking at the Drudge Report, which, you know, he's a gossip hound, and I expose some of his past as it related to being a gossip monger and someone that was not a bona fide conservative, in my view. And I think that, of course, his betrayal of Trump, again, I have no problem with critiquing the president. Critiquing anyone that's a so-called conservative or of the right or the GOP, because I do it all the time. But when you undermine the only guy, the only game in town that's going to actually help save the country, then I have a problem with you. Just putting the gossip hound aside and getting to the crux of the matter, and that is the betrayer, and that is Bolton. So he's dropping so-called book bombshells. Now, who in their right minds thought that hiring Bolton as a national security advisor, after everything we knew about this guy? Now, for some reason, it was almost as though there was like a reincarnation of Bolton, and he was able to remake himself, was able to rebrand himself by being a Fox News paid, substantially, contributor. And I'm just wondering, was it Hannity? Was it others within the Fox universe? Somebody there at Fox, the Fox News Channel, and I believe Hannity played a role. I think Hannity was probably easily convinced, for whatever reasons. And he said, oh, that was the old John Bolton. That was a previous version of John Bolton. He's no longer the warmonger. He's no longer the neocon. Yeah, he never changed. And was he chameleon-like? Yes. Was he able to fool and defraud those over at Fox News? I guess so. Or maybe were they in the tank too? Because these neocons and never Trumpers, they're not just deep state. They're deep media. They're deep military. They're deep in a lot of places, in a lot of pockets. And I did an entire program, which you're going to actually hear parts of throughout this current program, because there were a lot of quotes, lots of documentable evidence and information that I was able to gather and share. And so it's still, it's actually perhaps even more relevant in light of the Bolton book bombshells. Thanks, Drudge, but no thank you. Now, I have to say that do I believe that Trump would say some things that could be even further outrageous in private? Of course. You know, I mean, he likes to get a reaction. Is he as well prepared and strategic as we'd like? Of course not. Does he make mistakes like all humans? Yes. But we don't know if he said the things that are going to come out and they're starting to leak out. But what is it that Bolton wants to accomplish? Obviously, he was upset at Trump because Trump, for whatever reason, didn't really take stock and didn't really allow Bolton to be Bolton within the administration. And he did not accept his advice and did not employ Bolton's vision for the world, and that really ticked him off. So of course Trump over time got, you know, tired of him and finally had to push him out because Trump couldn't negotiate with any world leaders without this guy getting in the way and mucking things up. Well, that was a design plan. You know, Bolton believes in these endless wars and multiple conflicts, especially if they're in the Middle East. And I guess he's a bloodluster, like a vampiric, you know, he's got these vampire qualities. Matter of fact, he goes beyond the Bushes and Cheney. That's how diabolical and despicable he really is. Now, again, I'm not going to put myself in the judgment seat, and and cast judgment as to what I think the good Lord, Creator God, is going to do with him. But I think there'll be a really super hot charcoal type experience for him. I think he will be raked over the coals eternally. But hey, that's just my view. But I want to see the spotlight. And again, my program is not going to reach as many people as a lot of other shows. But quite frankly, you know, I put the warnings out. You know, I did the exposés. And if I were in a position where I had the president's ear, like Hannity, I would have strongly advised against bringing Bolton into the administration. Now, has Trump made other bad staffing decisions? Well, look at the turnstile. Of course. Has he gotten better in the last year or two? I think so. Will he be better in the second term? I believe so. Do I still believe he'll get reelected? Yes, I do. But it's much more complicated now because we've got the Black Lives Matter, the race issue, the race card. We have the economy is in the doldrums, even though there is a resurgence beginning. But anytime you're the president, you're going to get blamed, even if it's really out of your control. Even if it's the damn Dems that really are the ones that have peddled the pandemic to the point of total devastation and complete annihilation of our society as we know it. But I will do a complete program or more, of course, on the looters, the rioters, these lovely protesters. And again, there are some people that are legitimate as it relates to free expression and First Amendment exercise of their rights. But there's more than just a small percentage that have been waiting for this to happen. We're at near civil war status here, okay? We're on red alert. A half a block from me, the Walgreens, of all places, got ransacked and looted. Now, Modell Sports, I kind of expected that, you know, 2.5 blocks away. So right within a block or two radius of me here, we're under lockdown and curfews. but I will get to that in future programs. But I just one other thought about that. I just wanted to share kind of a teaser, if you will, you know, kind of a preliminary spoiler alert, if you will, is that when you have these lockdowns and you have people cooped up and under quarantine, you know, isolation. Now, I'm not saying that all the folks that are so into the rioting and the looting and the violent protestations were necessarily abiding by the lockdowns and shelter in place. But it did affect everybody's lives to some degree. And so just imagine it's a powder keg and you have this police incident and it was horrific. All you could do is light that match and ba-boom. It was essentially waiting to happen. So who put us into these lockdowns? Mandatory, okay? Well, nearly 100% of them, at least the prolonged versions of the lockdowns, the shutdowns, you know, the shelter in place and shelter alone together. Nice jingle. They are Democrats. They are liberal Democrats, progressives that are dictating tyrannically the tiny tyrants that are mayors and governors. It wasn't Trump. Trump had he had the executive power right there, executive orders, and he hardly at all exercised any of that power. So much for him being a tyrant and a dictator and a fascist. But they're pulling out every tool in the toolbox to destroy this president, to derail him, so to derail and to destroy and to disrupt the political process, and to undermine and sabotage in any which way. And then you have Bolton, which has always been a never-Trumper, was always on the anti-Trump bandwagon, except for the facade and the fake episodes of his Fox News contributorship, because that he was essentially auditioning for the role. And I'd love to know. I wish Trump would tell us, was it Hannity? You know, who was it at Fox that were able to open the doors and allow for Trump to accept him, even with skepticism? But I am telling you that if it wasn't Hannity, it was somebody at Fox that had his ear, that were influential enough that he decided to allow Bolton the interview and then the offer to be the national security advisor, which essentially is New World Order, which is deep state, dark state, the diabolical state. But this is Bolton. And I said that Bolton should have bolted. I said Bolton should have never been hired. He should have been fired when he was hired, that he should have never been trusted, should have never had access to the White House, access to the government ever, ever again. That's what I have to say about Bolton thus far.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. And you know, it is deeply disturbing that you have this rat, this betrayer, this Judas, Bolton. And I had said before that he needed to bolt, that he needed to be banished. He is one of the most heinous, one of the most despicable, one of the most disgusting individuals. And he puts to shame any walrus with that appearance. But I have to say that I just wish that Trump would have more foresight, that Trump would have more insights, that Trump would have a better radar detector, be more prepared, be more strategic, have a council of advisors. No, not Hannity, the Hannah Bear over there at Fox News. And again, Hannity's done some good work. I mean, he's a repeater. You know, if he were a Mima bird, you know, I mean, he could just continue repeating the same things over and over again because that's what he does. But sometimes it's helpful. But my suspicion, and again, I don't have evidence of this, but I'm just telling you because it is a talk show, even though I do bring you factual reports, I always indicate when I'm theorizing, when I'm opining, you know, if it's my opinion, there are times where you just have to say, okay, hey, Trump leads by his gut, you know, and I'm not the president, so, you know, I have a little more leeway and latitude, I would think. But how can you hire someone like Bolton when you railed against the Bushes and these endless wars and these foreign entanglements that Bolton played a pivotal role? You know, Bolton pushed Cheney and Bush. Didn't take a lot of pushing, but, you know, there's no doubt he is a neocon. You know, this is a guy that believes in world order, that believes in more involvement on the international stage, not less. He doesn't believe in America first. He doesn't believe in only involving ourselves when there's a strategic interest. you know, that America's vital interests are at stake. And it amazes me that he wanted, well, I shouldn't say that. It's confounding that any human being would want to escalate conflicts to the level of world wars and have perpetual war and to have multiple wars. That's what he's all about. But again, for whatever reason, Fox News allowed him to become a paid, and we're talking about a lot of money, a major paid contributor, not only news contributor, but also to the opinion, the talk shows. And he made many, many appearances. And at that time, he was saying some positive and favorable things about Trump. But we know that he didn't believe those things. It's evidence now. But I knew that, and I tried to ring the bells. I tried to be the town crier. You know, I, in my own limited way, tried to be persuasive and influential. But nevertheless, you have people like Hannity right there talking to Trump every day. I mean, Savage, on occasion, does communicate with the president, and he does try to influence him. But Hannity has had such a direct pipeline. There was talk, and there were stories, that Hannity almost every night speaks to the president. Now, I don't know why anyone would want Hannity to be the counselor-in-chief or to be part of any shadow government, because he doesn't have the intellectual wherewithal and capacity to really be an advisor. But this was an easy one. Well, I wouldn't trust this guy. All you gotta do is review the record. I mean, most people, when they apply for positions, they generally have to say, okay, here's my resume. And that resume gets scrutinized, gets reviewed. And then you have a formal interview, and you go over those things that are troubling, that should have been deeply disturbing. But there's so many people that were available for national security advisor. And I don't know why. I mean, I think Pompeo is doing a pretty good job, Secretary of State. But look at who we had in there before. Mr. Exxon, globalist, corporate, yeah, Rex Tillerson. Remember him? That was another fine choice. But there's so many of them. I mean, look at the generals that he brought in, and, you know, Trump had this fascination with generals. You know, I don't get it, but he did. It still does, I guess, maybe, well, some, to some extent. But boy, I'll tell you, President Trump has been on a steep learning curve. And I just thought that he would be much more savvy as related to people, executive decisions. He really was not. I guess sometimes, you know, you inherit a family business, even if you can grow it, even if you're successful, you're in that bubble. You know, you just, you know, if you make mistakes, you make mistakes, but who are you accountable to? And the president has to realize that this isn't just the Trump organization. I mean, this is United States Inc. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, this is, you know, being the most powerful, visible, I'm not talking about the secret government, the people behind the scenes, but in terms of governments, I don't think it's even arguable that he's considered the most powerful leader in the world. But nevertheless, he does get chummy with dictators. He does get chummy, and for whatever reason, you know, whether it's a pretty girl or whether it's just a tyrant, a dictator, or just any schmo or Joe or Jane, you give him false flattery, or maybe it's even legitimate, and now you're his friend. But then he can also turn very quickly if you are critical. Now, I know Trump has personality disorders. I mean, I believe that Trump has a lot of issues, you know, but I'm looking at policy. I'm looking at who else could we get elected that would actually promote and be part of the mainstay platform, America First. And that is actually whether he is a bona fide conservative Christian. He pushes the conservative Christian agenda. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I'm not here to concern myself at the moment with his personal morality. I'm not here to critique, you know, whether he's a complete believer in these precepts and principles and platforms, but he pushes them, he fights for them, and that's the most important thing. Did I like Ron Paul? Of course I did. Have I liked other independents that have run for the presidency? Absolutely. What's the percentage of vote that most of them got? Generally 1% or less. So he is the only guy that can represent our views that has an opportunity at re-election. He proved it by getting elected. Is it going to be difficult with now Bolton, the Bolton book that's going to pile on to the racial strife and division and then the peddlers of the pandemic and how they've promoted and propagated the pandemic in such a way that it has been a disabler of the president, that has destroyed the strongest economy that the United States has ever seen, and the world, probably. There's just so much tension, so much strife, so much working against this president, that the last thing we needed was a backstabber, that was a betrayer, and just a despicable and diabolical guy like John Bolton, who has a horrendous, hellacious record as it relates to world affairs, as it relates to putting America's interest and just humanity at large. So again, who do you blame? Well, the president hired him. He placed him in that position. And then he allowed him, and I saw many of the pictures. I'm thinking, what's Bolton doing in that room? You know, and again, you say, well, because of that position he had. But this guy's going to be your national security advisor, who is a menacing and malicious and malignant force that it's almost like you get a spy that embeds themselves. You know, he was embedded by the Never Trumpers to literally collect all this information. And then, of course, he's going to distort it. And then he's going to disseminate and disperse this information, this disinformation. Yeah, that's right, disinformation, a campaign of disinformation and distortion to destroy the president and to destroy his hopes of reelection. And they want to get back to the way it was. Okay. And we're not talking about going back to the 50s or 60s. We're talking about going back to the 90s and the early 2000s, where it can be war games again. And then it can be the Dems and Republicans, and they have their little differences, but overall it's only within a certain range, and they'll still attend the same cocktail parties and holiday events and barbecues and all that. But here's a guy that is now being accepted and by the mainstream media, someone that I at one time there were people on the left, quite a few, some on the right, that opposed the Bush wars, the Bush-Cheney wars, and this internationalist approach to things, and interventionism, New World Order, if you will, disorder. And now they're saying, oh, look at this, John Bolton, he was right inside there, and he saw all these things, and they're embracing him like he's a savior, like he's one of them. Well, I guess in some ways he is, but he really wasn't. But that's just the way politics works, is that someone that was a fiend is now your friend. Go figure. More to come. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show. Tom Donahue Reports.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Ah! Okay, we're back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, continuing on with Backstabber Bolton. And I have other words I could use, but I will refrain from such words. And I know some programs online and even broadcast radio, their language is a little bit more salty. It's a little bit more seedy. And I choose to take the higher ground. But I will still place the dagger where the dagger is needed. I will still eviscerate when it's absolutely necessary. And in this case, it surely is. We do have a backstabber. You know, we have a snake in the grass. We have a gutter snipe. You know, we have a just wretched walrus. I'm sorry, walruses. Let me take that back, because you're just too good to be to have him classified or placed, you know, in your class of species, okay? So let me just run down some recent articles that appeared on Drudge, also appeared, you know, in almost all publications across the board. But this is just a sampling, and then I'm going to comment on that. Here we go. Trump unfit to be U.S. president. Democrat Pelosi and so-called conservative, well, I'm adding the word so-called, Bolton agree. That's Reuters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo fires back at traitor John Bolton, claims he is spreading outright falsehoods. Mediaite. Breitbart, Nolte says, Bolton serves up another deep state nothing burger. Trump administration condemned China's Muslim concentration camps a year before Bolton says Trump approved them. Breitbart. Trump keeps hammering Bolton's lies. Newsmax. Bolton. I don't think Trump is fit for office. The Hill. Bolton says Trump not fit to be president. Reuters. Trump reacts to bombshells from Bolton's new book. CNN. Oh, whatever. Trump administration asks court to stop release of Bolton's book by claiming it would reveal government secrets. CNN. What we learn from Bolton's eye-popping tale of working with Trump. CNN. Bolton book makes Trump figure of mockery. The Hill. Bolton's book portrays stunningly uninformed Trump. The Hill. Bolton memoir discusses the possibility of replacing Pence. Cool. Venezuela invasion and more. Fox News. Bolton. Trump asked China to help him in 2020 and offered favors to dictators. Bolton. Trump moves in office guided by re-election concerns. The AP. Trump bashes washed up Bolton over forthcoming book, says ex-national security advisor broke the law. Trump administration sues Bolton over memoir, The Hill. So there's a sampling. Let's just put it this way. Do I believe that there might be elements of truth here? Yeah, I do. Do I believe that Bolton is a liar and a wretched figure? Yes, I do. Deceptive and duplicitous? Yes, indeed. But I believe behind the scenes, you pull back the curtain, and it's even more chaotic and more circus-like. That's my view, and quite frankly, I'm pretty sure that I'm right on this. But let's just go back to the primary premise here. Trump hired the guy. The guy was a Fox News big-time paid contributor. Trump knew the background of Bolton. Fox News knew his background. And how did he take the leap from Fox into being the national security advisor with all this negative baggage? You know, that being a warmonger, being an internationalist, being a never-Trumper, being a neocon? It makes no sense. So some like to say, well, Trump likes to pit one against the other. Trump likes, you know, conflict, and then eventually he'll make the choices based on sometimes the conflict and the chaos. That is not a good way to go. Yes, you should have some alternate views. There should be debate and discussion. But when you have someone that is as untrustworthy as it relates to his background and baggage, how do you hire him? Especially national security advisor? He's in on all these meetings, and he's actually having meetings with world leaders, and supposed to be, remember Henry Kissinger, which was another deceptive and duplicitous and diabolical figure. And if you don't understand that, then do some research. Do your homework. But he was at one time national security advisor and secretary of state. And he controlled the foreign policy of the United States. So how could Trump, after Rex Tillerson, actually he was Secretary of State, but, you know, some of these figures, whether they're generals, whether they're, you know, corporate tycoons and corporate executives and corporate elites, but there's so many of them that have gone through the Trump turnstile and that it made no sense. I'd rather see the position vacant than putting in someone that is going to be a backstabber, that someone that's going to undermine and sabotage. I'm just almost speechless because when you say the buck stops here, it stops with Trump. So Trump's saying, this guy's a liar and this guy, you know, is this or that. Yeah, well, you picked him. And then again, going back to what I said in the previous segment, was it Hannity that said, Bolton's reformed and he's a good guy and he's with Fox and, and you'll be able to control him. Or was it someone else? I mean, he didn't just take the leap from Fox. And remember, he was saying all the right things, being a Fox News paid contributor. Trump's watching these shows. I don't know how the president of the United States has time to watch Fox and Friends and watch Fox this and that. But he does. And see, so Bolton, the backstabber, the betrayer, the Judas. And really, I would say that Mike Pompeo, one of the smartest guys in the Trump administration, sharp as a whip, he got it right. Traitor. Now, when you're in the company of Pelosi, and when you're going to grant interviews to the media elites, the media mavens, who is this guy? And how could you undermine a president, a sitting president, seeking re-election when you have bumbling buffoon Biden? Well, if you think back, one of my previous programs, I did take the quote from Biden where he said that it's America's duty to exercise world order. So I guess Bolton would have loved to have worked, whether it's a Bush, a Clinton, a Cheney, a Biden, or an Obama, as long as you have a global view, as long as you continue in the tradition of endless, senseless, destructive wars, then I guess he's ready to go. But the more I watched him in these meetings, the more I watched his comments, the more I sense his frustration with the way Trump was handling world affairs, and that he would not give him carte blanche, he would not give him free rein to wreak havoc with American foreign policy. And thankfully, that was one thing that Trump did right with him. But it's I'm going to play in the final segment of this program what I had to say about Bolton. And this was many months ago. And you will find, you know, you can find this in podcast form, but I'm going to play the highlights. I'm going to re-air, replay what I had to say about Bolton. So that's the up to the minute on backstabber, betrayer, Bolton, a diabolical neocon, new world order, globalist, internationalist. Quite frankly, you don't get more deep state than someone that's worked in prior administrations, and then pretends, he feigns that he is kind of this reborn America first kind of guy over at Fox News, when the truth of the matter was all along that he never left his roots as a neocon and never Trumper and a globalist and internationalist and warmongerer. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live.
Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome, Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Rant. I just have to report on this, and that is about the Big B, and that's for Bolton. And Bolton should bolt from this administration, from our country, quite frankly, and from a civilized world, even though it is, to a degree, uncivilized just about anywhere and everywhere, especially in certain quadrants of the world. But John Bolton, there was an article, and the story is quite a good one, and it comes from the Guardian, and it's entitled, "Is John Bolton the Most Dangerous Man in the World?" Well, he's not in the upper echelon of the New World Order, but in terms of a foot soldier, in terms of someone as a warmonger, someone that is about as disreputable and dishonest as it relates to foreign affairs, and being a crown jewel of neocons, yes. Now, this neocon, in fact, let me just quote from this article, says, "The U.S. is closer to war with Iran than it has been since the Bush years, or perhaps ever. Bolton is largely to blame. Donald Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, wants the United States to go to war with Iran. And we know this because he's been saying it for nearly two decades. The question is..." And we're talking about leadership as it relates to the president. Why did he select, or was he told, by higher forces within the universe? And we're not talking about spiritual, although there are, well, there are demonic forces too. But something's not right here. Trump will laugh off and say, "I like all points of view," and he likes conflict, and he feels that eventually, you know, conflicting opinions and points of view and perspectives will boil to a head, and then he'll decide. I'm not quite sure about that. And why would you put someone, in my view, that's so sinister and would do anything to undermine you as it relates to getting us into World War III or any war, anywhere, anytime? I mean, this guy has got a bloodlust, okay? So we should ban Bolton. Bolton should bolt, and that's the way I see it. But Donald Trump is to blame here. You know, unless we're missing something here, he is the president of the United States, and for whatever reason, he chose him. Again, Bolton does come from Fox News, so maybe Hannity said, "Hey, you can control him, and, you know, John's a good walrus," you know? No, he's a disgrace to all walruses, because walruses have a higher mentality and morality, okay? But yeah, I have real issues with weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't. And just getting us into other wars and conflicts. You know, he's the architect for the neocons. And when you think of neocons, you have to think of New World Order. And so even though he might be conservative in some ways, and he travels in conservative circles, well, so does Romney, and so do the Bushes. And let's just put it this way. Fox News would be supportive right now if it was Romney, for the most part. Remember, you know, Hannity would sit down when Bush is painting, and or when Bush was out at the ranch, and there was never even a hardball question for either Bushes. You know, it's opportunism, and the fact is that if you just have the GOP mantle, they'll be supported by Fox News primarily. They will, you know, I'm glad that they are in large part supporting Trump, but you can't have fawning media. If you have the fake media, then and fake news, then how could you have the fawning media and Fox News, with a few exceptions? And then Trump says they should be fired. Well, Trump doesn't have an ownership stake. Well, as far as I know, then again, maybe there's an underlying agreement. There is a pact there between the Murdochs, Trump, Hannity, a conservative cartel. Even Savage talks about that, and cabal. And I've mentioned that before. It's not just left and right, and it's not just good versus evil, because there's good and evil, but maybe there's more good in the quote-unquote conservative movement, as opposed to the liberal progressive movement in terms of morality. I agree. But nevertheless, you know, there are some very evil, demonic forces that are going to certainly, if you believe like I do, or at least in similar ways, that there are spiritual forces and there is the battle of good and evil, then do you think the demonic forces, the dark side, and again we have that dark state, the deep state, do you think that they're just going to prey on just one side of the aisle or just stay, you know, involved, you know, like there's some kind of like artificial divide there? No, they're going to try to, we're talking about the demons, we're talking about, you know, the satanic forces themselves, you know, Satan will try to work both sides of the aisle. Okay? That's the way I see it. So yes, I think that it's very important that we speak out. And unfortunately, where's Rush? Where's Hannity? Where's Levin in all this? Now, I will give credit where credit's due. And there's been a lot of good efforts in supporting a president that actually likes to dig his own grave. Matter of fact, Trump's worst enemy is himself. Because why did he pick Bolton? You know, that's going to be the billion-dollar question. He likes to talk about billions for years to come. And if you look at the turnstile, which we talked about last week, and we look at poor leadership decisions, something has to be done. You know, I think he believes that it's controlled chaos. Well, I think it's uncontrolled chaos. And I don't believe that tumult leads to triumph. And I think that there is forces, malevolent forces, that are helping to destroy the Trump administration from within. And that's the family members. That's people that have been there longer than they should be. That's prior forces that have already exited for, you know, news jobs and talk radio jobs. And well, I guess some of them are, you know, spending time in prison. If you really look at, and you can judge a person by not only their words, but their deeds and the people that they surround themselves with. And yes, we can all make mistakes in judgment. But if you're with someone, you know, more than a dozen years, and I don't remember the exact number, that the enforcer, you know, his fixer and enforcer, Michael Cohen, you can just see, I mean, this was degenerate filth. I mean, this was just, you know, abject scum. And why you would associate yourself with someone like that and ingratiate yourself, I don't know. But there's many poor decisions that have been made. Quite frankly, yes, there would have been Democrat investigations, but there would be no special counsel, or at least there wouldn't have been, if there wasn't a Jeff Sessions, and the artist known as the recuser, because, you know, and if Comey had been fired, right, you know, I mean, let go, when, you know, like a normal administration would turn certain cabinet heads over, then there wouldn't have been these difficulties. And when you go to NBC News and Lester Forehead Holt and say things that are quite frankly contradicting the things that you had said prior about conversations with Comey and others in the administration, and then these words come back to haunt you, and you volunteer to put yourself in the hot seat, you know, there's nobody in the right mind, even though I know you worked with and for NBC with the Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, but there is no compelling interest to do interviews with NBC, MSNBC, CBS. It's very few and far between in the established, controlled corporate media that you'll see any fairness. That's my rant for the week. I'm Tom Donahue.